And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right where the sport fishing capital of the world is in San Diego, right in here in Point Loma next to Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing. We have Dale Hightower from Seaguar right here talking fishing and fluorocarbon and a lot more.
So much great info going on today. So much information about a line that we all use, you know, every time we go, and yet there's just so much more to it than all of us realize. Again, this show for me has been awesome, and I'm stoked that we got another hour to talk about it, and we want to talk to you. If you want to join us in the second hour, Let's Talk Hookup, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only your opportunity to talk to Dale, but also your opportunity at such a killer prize. Dale so generously gave us an awesome hand-picked kit of fluorocarbon. It's a pack that's got everything that represents Seaguar. There's Gold Label, there's Premier, there's Pink, there's Blue. It's just a great kit. All the sizes that you're going to, I mean, it's like a season's or and more worth of fluorocarbon.
And a fancy Seaguar hat.
Right, yeah, you are getting hooked up for sure. This is a great pack, and we sure appreciate
one
that.
One line
buddy.
Open.
That's it. 833-288-0973.
Indeed. Hey, you know, we haven't had a chance to talk about Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Your dad, who passed away recently, and such an icon in the fishing industry, Richard Hightower.
Yeah. No.
And he was one of the guys that helped me get started early on, and you know, he was always like, recognize that we are doing good things for the industry, and took me under his wings and just did just was such a great guy to deal with.
Yeah, no, it's his legacy hopefully will not be missed, just like, there's been a lot of great people in this industry that have moved on. But, I was getting ready for this trip, and, you know, my dad, like, his garage, like, if anybody knew my dad had been to his garage, he could have, let's say Fisherman's Landing Tackles shop probably would have went like, oh, crap, he's got more stuff than we
do. I'm sure, yeah.
Like, no, it was like, it was, you know, 30-plus years of being a sales rep, right? So, you know, me
and you donated a lot of that stuff
we donated a lot of that stuff for Rollo, which, obviously, you know, youth and
coming for that big tackle sale, the used tackle sale on August
8th. So a lot of this, you know, we donate a lot of stuff out of our storage unit and his garage. But, you know, my mom wanted to keep, you know, his personal fishing stuff. So, unfortunately, his personal fishing stuff is, like, still as much as a tackle store.
Yeah.
So you'll love this. So yesterday, I'm kind of getting ready for the trip. And I told you guys I'm bringing my brother Jason's going to fish with us. And on this trip, there's some guys that were friends, you know, really good friends of my dad. So this will be fun that, you know, some guys that my dad fished with and were really good friends with will be on the trip. Anyhow, so I'm going through it, and I'm like, I need some jigs, you know. So I started looking, I started pulling out these boxes of jigs, boxes.
Holler at your buddy over here.
Boxes, and I'm like, I couldn't tell you how many, you know, old school Taddy 45s were in there, right?
Yeah.
And then I was finding, like, candy bar heavies, you know, like a whole plethora of candy bar heavies. I was looking for the lights. I found one light, like unused UFO surface iron.
Wow.
Like you couldn't fish this in your entire
jigs
life
galore.
If you wanted to. And I know I didn't even hit but just a section of what we kept, right? I was like, how did he think he was going to use all this stuff?
Well, you know,
and
you
so yeah,
have
it was kind of cool. It was fun. And I, you know, I have a rod of his that we put the new accurate turn, the one that and my dad was kind of a little bit instrumental in talking to Justin and Jack on trying to take the Newell technology to the, you know, to accurate
Star Drag turn,
because they looked at the Star Drag or the Newell reels as being like the kind of the place to start from if you're going to design a Star Drag reel. So and then on the 8-day I do in October, which is my dad's memorial trip on the Rooster, Accurate kindly donates a reel with my dad's name engraved on it.
Wow, that's cool.
For a deal. So anyhow, that was, you know, so they're doing that annually. So yeah, I have one of his Wahoo sticks like at 800XH, and I have one of those turns on it, you know. So I think we donated, he had some of Carl Newell's original rods, Carl's rods. And I think
those little short ones. You donated some of those.
I think one of those is donated with a Newell reel of Carl's, like an authentic.
Cool.
In fact, I think you guys put together a letter
for
Kids
Reel. That was part of the Reel Week. That was the bonus grand
the
prize, right?
So Carl, and there's still a few in the garage. I'm like, and these rods are like toothpicks. They're like they can't be longer. They can't be longer than 4 feet. They're
That was Carl's deal.
Oh yeah.
But I remember the Marty days, the fabulous fishing high towers.
Yeah.
Is it you, your brother Steve,
right.
and your dad
right.
were the fabulous fishing high towers,
yeah.
right? And your dad, we always called him Big Daddy because he came in with your brothers are all fishing guys.
So you know, Jason works with me. Steven's the Daiwa sales group out here on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And my brother Brian works for Turner's Outdoorsman. So
yeah.
He works in the corporate office. So, so all four of his boys are in the, you know, fishing tackle business.
Yeah.
And, great
legacy for your dad.
Yeah, so it was kind of fun being in his garage. You know, we kind of cleaned it up you know, like I said, donated a bunch of stuff to Rollo. And, but we still, my mom wanted to keep some of my dad's stuff, and I'm still like, you could never buy another thing in your life and fish. You
that's
know.
Cool.
So, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so it was
other
good.
Than fluorocarbon.
Yeah, well, you gotta, of course, but I'm just saying, like, hooks and jigs
everything.
And, you know, rods
that's cool.
and reels.
Wow. Hey, phones are packed. These guys want to talk to you.
No doubt, man. Let's jump right back into them. How about John from Los Alamitos up next on Let's Talk Hookup? John, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, guys. I heard you talk a little bit about fly fishing, and I was just I missed it. But my question is, do you make fluorocarbon for fly fishing?
We did in the past, and that would have been our Grand Max leader material. But since we are coming out with the lighter sizes in gold label, so that would be like 2 pound through, you know, now 40 pounds. So that would be in 25 yard spools, and the leader material. On the small stuff like that 2-4-6 is tiny spools, so I would tell you the gold label that's coming out here this fall will be the fly fishing leader material.
That'll be the premier
right.
fly
yeah.
fishing.
And we still make blue label, and believe it or not, we sell a lot of blue label.
Oh, don't grab that phone. Leave it alone, please.
2, 4, and 6, right? So we do sell a lot of that light blue label, but the gold label is going to be a little more supple.
That's gonna
and
kill
you know
it.
Yeah, so that'll be the go to.
So, and we'll see that when
This fall. It should start
this
September
fall.
September-ish.
So watch for that. Okay, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I first met you working at Bob Marriott's fishing store in Fullerton.
Yeah,
taught me how to cast.
Yeah,
and that was your deal, fly fishing, right?
Yeah, no, it's one of those things that I've always enjoyed fishing. I mean, when I was a kid, my dad never fly fished, by the way. My dad just made fun of fly fishermen, which makes it funny that I went to work for him and we were fly fishing reps. But he liked to always make fun of fly fishermen.
Oh, yeah.
So. I always wanted to do it, and had a friend of mine that I grew up with that kind of was into fly fishing and kind of got that bug. Because I tell people, like, when you get that fly fishing bug, it's a disease.
And
then I grew up, you know, my grandparents lived outside of Lake Mojave, so I grew up at the Colorado River fishing bass and catfish. And I think my first trip out of here was when I was 10 years old on the Malahini. Went and fished the Coronados with my dad, my mom, and my brother. He actually took my mom on that trip. It was like, I think we drove home. Dropped my mom and my younger brother Steven off. He was like 7, and then he drove back down here to go yellowtail fishing again. It was like literally, but once I got the fly fishing bug, it was pretty cool. And then, you know, I got really into the fly tying, and then, you know, I went to work for Bob Marriott when I was just graduating, getting ready to graduate college, and,
And last year you went on our Katmai Lodge trip, right?
I know, yeah. I just
took some of your kids.
Yeah, I just sent the pics to my kids again because my daughter's in Texas, and, so I said, hey, you know where we were at a year ago today? And I sent the pictures of them. I'm like, that's the day that we put a big herd on a bunch of sockeye salmon, you know, and some chums.
What a great place.
Oh, yeah.
Lodge,
right? It was unbelievable.
I mean, that was back from the Marriott days. Yep. And now, you know, Bob's taken all over the reins there. And Bob Cantor's
done
a phenomenal. I mean, it's so different than what it was. It's still an amazing place,
right?
But how much better was it now with the limited amount of people they have there?
Yeah,
just the upgrades that Bob has done.
I thought, Well, the cool part was it didn't change too much as far as the river goes and the experience goes. Obviously, I thought the way that the operation is today is much more professional. And, like, I know that they used to jam a lot of people in there during peak season.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, get as many people on a boat as possible and take them fishing. So, no, it was really nice. My kids, absolutely, which are adults, they thought that was the coolest thing in the world, going to experience that.
Katmai's unbelievable.
And the fishing didn't disappoint. And I'd always fish there before the salmon showed up. I'd do that early season rainbow fishing. To where it was like you were catching, you were fly fishing with mice patterns, you know. So that was always kind of a, for me going there, I never had caught a salmon. That's when I first told Bob, I said, yeah, I've been to Katmai twice, I've never caught a salmon. And he's like, oh, that's impossible. Did you fish? I'm like, no, I fished. I fished like 2 weeks, two different times for a week. And he's like, oh, there's no way you went to Katmai Lodge and fished for like 2 weeks and didn't catch a salmon. I go, no, never caught a salmon.
How was that? Just caught a bunch of rainbows that were bigger than salmon were.
I caught some just giant early season rainbows.
And that's what you fished upriver.
Yeah, because before the salmon show up at Katmai, the trout are like, they're sharks. They're starving. I mean, they're not as fat as they are in the fall by eating flesh and eggs, but they are aggressive.
They're hungry.
So, you know, you fish mouse patterns. I mean, they'll eat because there's so many different lemmings and shrews and stuff like that up in Alaska that those fish just eat anything.
That's,
I mean, they're
so
eating
cool.
Salmon flesh as it's decaying later in the year.
Right.
So you got to catch, 25-inch, rainbow trout coming up eating mouse patterns.
That's cool. It's pretty awesome.
So
and it's like surface iron fishing.
Yeah.
Oh, it is like,
You throw it up on the shore, you skid it across, and they just eat it.
Oh, that's so cool.
And you're almost disappointed if they eat it if you hook them on the first deal, because they always come back. Like, I like them to miss it two or three times, because they always come back and try it, and they'll eat it again.
Yeah, they're aggressive.
Yeah, they're. So,
but Katmai Lodge, I mean, probably one of the great places in the world to fish. If you want to treat, if you're a conventional fisherman, fly fishing, you want to see one of the great places in the world. The wildlife, the bears, the eagles, the moose, everything associated with fishing and the river is there. And that place is not a cheap place to keep alive. And I got hats off to Bob for keeping it going here in Charmel and the whole thing.
And they're doing so much work right now. I follow all their social media stuff. And I don't know if you saw the new dock that they're putting in there because of the whole COVID thing, it's such a unique opportunity that they have tons of working hours in the summertime when there's not guests there. So they're putting in an entire new dock system. The whole walkway is brand new. I mean, that is the premier wilderness spot, period.
No doubt about it. Yeah. And we have two trips next year, next July. We have a 4-day and a 3-day. 4 days already sold out, but there is space available on the 3-day, primetime July for sockeye, big rainbows. There'll be chum salmon in the river by then, king salmon in the river by then.
Sick.
It's an amazing place. It's a place that any fisherman, whether you're a saltwater fisherman, needs to go sometime in their life.
Yeah, I know. And I was talking to my kids and telling them, like, man, we picked the right year to do it, because it definitely, this year would have been a bummer,
Yeah.
And my daughter goes, there's a lot more salmon that are going to live this year. Because, there's no question how many billions of salmon go up that river. And that sockeye is delicious. I mean, it's like,
so
to me, sockeye, fresh sockeye salmon is, it's the stuff you get is like the bluefin tuna we catch out here.
It's
hard to beat. It's like, they do such a good job preparing it and processing it and bringing it home.
Oh, yeah.
And
you're in the middle of the wilderness, Alaskan wilderness.
I mean, the middle of it.
Yeah.
You are out there.
You're out there. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to find out what's going on the water. Speaking of great fishing, we got the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is online. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Good morning. Unbelievable what Jason and Ollie had the plane up yesterday. Have you guys seen what's on Fish Dope, what they're talking about? The amount of fish that are in our ocean right now?
No,
it's crazy
right now. That's just like, that's the advantage of Fish Dope, is you get all that good stuff, right? All the pictures and everything.
Oh my gosh. You won't even believe it, Pete. When you get done with the show, you got to go look at Fish Dope. There is fish from Clemente down the ridge to the corner that are spread out. They said the biggest problem is that all the boats are fishing in one little bunch, and they're not seeing the volume. And the kelp patties, he said, are loaded with yellowtail, and he saw massive schools of dorado. So
this is
this is incredible what's about to happen. I think we're in store for one hell of an August. It just really, I know we got some colder water moved in at Clemente and along the beach and stuff, but down below Clemente and down to the ridge and on the, all the way down to the corner, that stuff is just biting. That bluefin's biting, and now it's mixed up with some yellowtail and some Dorado, and then that smaller grade yellowfin's there. I think you're just, we're just barely scratching the surface of what's about to happen. So all I can tell everybody is relax, take a deep breath, and keep going fishing because it's just going to keep getting better.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
I like
of course,
that.
Like you say, fishdope.com is the place to keep tabs on it. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. $20 code to keep up to date on with photos and charts and icons. Everything is there to help you find the fish on fishdope.com. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, guys, my website's yoursaltwaterguide.com. We kind of, once you find where they are, we teach you how to catch them. So I got millions of tutorials on how to catch fish. But, hey, I wanted to touch on something real quick that Gundy said, and Rick will back me up on this one. Guys, if you're thinking about buying fluorocarbon, if you're thinking about buying a hook, if you're thinking about buying a lure, you better go buy it because it's hard to keep anything in stock. All my sponsors I talk to all the time, the minute it hits the floor, it's gone. It's getting sold. So don't think about it. Go get it and get it as quick as you can because we're in store for one heck of an August.
It's true. Yeah, I mean, he is right. I mean, he's 100% right. It's easy to say with having Dale in here, Seaguar is like the only line we have that, you know, they carry like a 6-month supply of everything instead of a 2-month supply. But Dave is right that the new challenge in saltwater fishing tackle retail is keeping stuff on the pegs. You know, it just, everybody's out. Fishing's incredibly good, and we all know what happened. You know, a lot of stuff comes from overseas, and shipping and warehouses and all those things get taxed. And, man, it is the truth. If you know you're going to be fishing this year, don't buy the one that you're going to use tomorrow. Buy the three so that you're set for the season because it is. He's right. There's a lot of stuff is not easy to get right now.
Thanks, Captain Dave. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys, have a great show. I'm going to keep listening. Guys, have a great one. I'll see you next Sunday. All Bye.
You're listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app, I assume. That away, Dave. All right. Hey, speaking of great product, you want to come next Saturday at North County Ford? We're going to have some of that product that you can get.
Exactly.
To give away.
Well, you're not kidding
about
that.
To give away, It's our next San Diego County Ford dealer remote broadcasting. It's next Saturday, August the 1st at North County Ford in Vista. Your chance to qualify for the big grand prize either by random draw or by winning the Shimano casting contest. It's a trip for one on the Searcher. Limited load 8-day trip in November. Hey, don't forget the Searcher is celebrating their 50th anniversary, and we're just watching the Searcher depart Fisherman's Landing a couple of minutes ago, and that boat is in such great shape. It's going to be prime time for Guadalupe, the Ridge, and more. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, AFCO and Hydra's foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. We're going to have a ton of great product just for showing up. Colt snipers. We're going to have flatfall jigs. We're going to have AFCO product. A lot of great stuff. Shimano product given away.
And all this is free just for coming
it's
up and hanging out and enjoying the
out.
Show, enjoying Ken. It's such a fun atmosphere, and there's tons of giveaways.
Yeah, for sure. So, Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels will be our guest that day at North County Ford. Easy to find next Saturday, August 1st, right off Highway 78 at Vista Village Drive. We'll see you there.
Look forward to it. Hey, the phone lines are absolutely packed. Everybody wants to talk to Dale. Let's jump back into them. Mike calling from Torrance is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just got off the Searcher 3-day this morning. Want to give a quick report, a fluorocarbon tip, and a question for Dale. I can attest to the fact that I've never seen so many giant schools of bluefin, huge breezers. I can't tell you how many gigantic foamers we saw yesterday. Just industrial strength foamers on the bluefin. You're just insanity, Rick. You know, like a lot of guys, I have my favorite surface iron set up, my 90J Trinidad 20, and my favorite Paddy 45, which is great for, you know, the great Paddy yellowtail fishing going on. The problem is, we're casting those things to these foaming 100 to 150 pound bluefin. My favorite caddy 45 got inhaled. I fought the thing for a few minutes and it bit it off. So my fluorocarbon, I know a lot of guys say don't use fluorocarbon on your surface iron. I would say in this fishery, you have to use fluoro on your surface iron if you want to get it back casting these gigantic foamers. So, wow, you know, that's my little tip of the morning. And for Dale, what I've never heard is who invented the use of fluorocarbon, discovered the low photorefractivity, and started using it for fishing. Thanks,
guys. That'd be Seaguar. In fact, that's a great question. Yeah. It's the best question I've had all day. Seaguar invented fluorocarbon. Get ready for this. 50 years ago next year.
50 years ago.
We were celebrating our 50th anniversary. Wow. We invented fluorocarbon almost 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was invented, the company that owns, it's so the parent company is Seaguar, right? So the best way to describe it would be like 3M in the United States. They have all these subdivisions, Scotch tape. And so Crayhaw Corporation of Japan, Seaguar's a division of that. And so one of the things that this company is, it was scientifically they were trying to develop a product that they could line pipes with to transport chemicals so that keeps the chemicals from eroding the pipes.
Okay.
So they came up with fluorocarbon. And a couple of guys that worked at Crayhaw were fishermen, and they were playing around with this resin that they developed and figured out that it had this refraction rate that was closest to water and that they could probably make fishing line out of this product. So
that's how it happened.
The inventor of fluorocarbon is Seaguar. It was 50 years ago, and it was invented originally to a product that keeps like pipes from eroding when they're transporting chemicals. So one of the advantages of fluorocarbon based on that is it's impervious to chemicals. So like everybody knows, like insect repellent will melt monofilament.
Yep.
Like the DEET will melt monofilament. So it's impervious to the chemicals.
Hmm.
So whether it be sunscreen. So if you get stuff like whether it be like gasoline or oils, if you're working on your engine on your boat for whatever reason and you got, you know, so it doesn't break down. You know, it's UV resistance, it's chemical resistance. So that's where the origination of fluorocarbon came, and it was, you know, it was Seaguar.
How much is that a story? Like, there's two scientists that were in, you know, supposed to be making chemical tube liners, but they were fishermen. Like, hey, man, I bet we can check this out.
Yeah, they're like, I think we could make this into something other than. So there's a lot of use in fluorocarbon resins. You know, I've talked about it before on the show that your cell phone batteries have, the lithium ion batteries have to trace amounts of fluorocarbon in it. So they use them in valves. They use them in, obviously, you know, other industries. But I believe the one that's the claim to fame, like most people don't know where fluorocarbon's used outside of fishing. And now it's to the point where, like, if you don't have it, I mean, I'm not trying to sell more fluorocarbon to anybody. I'm just going to tell you flat out, if you're on a trip on one of these boats that we're looking out over San Diego right now and you do not have fluorocarbon on your line, attached to your mono or your braid, you're at a disadvantage.
Yeah, for sure.
Disadvantage. And then on top of that, the technology that Seaguar brings to the table, the fact that I personally have the access of fishing smaller diameter line that has better knot strength and better, you know, impact strength and all that stuff that Seaguar's able to create with this double structure and its own resins.
Yeah.
I tell everybody, I am not worried about breaking a fish off. Mm-hmm. I have that much confidence in my knots and my gear that, man, I can go out there and
button
fish
it hard. Down.
And
wind that,
and that even
the
means when I have to go smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like when you have to go smaller back in the days.
You're probably going
to
pull the hook before you break that line.
Right, exactly. I'm more worried about pulling hooks because I definitely know that you can cheat, you know, by dropping hook size too.
Yeah.
But there's a point of diminishing return on these big fish that you can get bit a lot, but, you know, I still want to land fish.
Yeah.
You know,
cool. Out there.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, sounds like you had a great trip on the searcher, right? All right. Great, Mike. Thanks a lot for the call. Sounds like a fun trip.
No doubt. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information from Seaguar. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote and your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground, Adventures and Camping, Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureandcamping.com today.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead, follow local public health guidelines, and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time talking fluoro, talking fishing. If you want to get in on the fun, 833-288-0973.
Indeed, Dale, you're just such a great guest and so full of knowledge. And this guy's fished them all. He must have had a dad that like made him go fishing, right? Did he make Big Daddy take you make you go fishing, or did you guys go voluntarily?
Oh no, the way he punished me as a kid was not like by physical abuse, not that he did that, but it was like he'd just say, "Well, you're not going on the next fishing trip."
I would have rather
had him beat me
over
with. And then he would torture me mentally up until the trip, and then at the last minute he said, "All right, you can go." So that was kind of his MO, is like he threatened to not go fishing with the boys.
And you
that was with him and his buddies. Like I would. When I got my first driver's license and my first truck, that just gave me the freedom to fish. Like I didn't have to wait around for dad to take me fishing. I could go. Well, everybody
and
else.
You're
is,
the oldest of four boys.
Yeah, where everybody else is partying, I was like driving out to Lake Casitas or driving out to Long Beach to jump on a half day boat or whatever. So
four boys in your family.
Oh yeah,
and everybody fishes.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, everybody's in the business.
Everybody fishes.
Your poor mom. Growing up. Man.
Well, no, she thought that that was the case until she had granddaughters, and then she realized that girls are a much bigger pain in the butt than her boys were. So, and I mean that, like, she turned us loose on the street, with her kids. It's like, all right, be back when we weren't allowed to play in the house. I mean, it was like, in the summertime, it was like, go outside till the streetlight come out, and you drank out of the garden hose. Stories were true. Like, you just got on your skateboard or bike, and you were, when the streetlights came back in, then you can come home and have dinner.
That's cool.
That's rad.
Well, let's jump into the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Don? Don's called us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Dale, you bring back memories of my youth riding a skateboard until I had to come home and have dinner.
Absolutely.
Great way to grow up. Hey, I just actually had a comment. Last year, I ended up picking up some of that yellow label, and I know it was relatively new to the market. I had heard you on Let's Talk Hookup talk about it. And I got to tell you, on a finicky yellowfin tuna bite, when it was small hooks and light line, that 20-pound and 25-pound yellow label was getting bit big time where everybody else wasn't. So
you're talking about gold label.
The gold label.
I'm sorry, gold label, yeah.
Gold label, yeah.
But it's really good leader, and thanks for another tool in the arsenal.
Yeah, no, it was
stuff's amazing.
It was funny is when we introduced it, which was last year, was kind of the first full year. It was like, and And Rick tells the story about how they were laughing because the bite before that had been, you know, heavy line on flat falls, and you know it was like that pick bite that we saw last summer wasn't the bite before.
Literally, all we had sold the year before was 50 and up. That was it. And then they introduced this great new line, and it's only available in 40 and below. So, yeah, way to go, boys.
Yeah. And then that bite last year, which I fished on a day and a half on the Tomahawk. You know, it was like, man, that was like, you know. I was fishing 25 gold label, which I think diameter-wise is close to like 15.
15, yeah.
And then the hook size that we were using, I thought I should put a salmon egg on it and go trout fishing. And I was like, I was just literally going, my gosh. And it made a difference. I mean, it absolutely made a difference. And like this year at Fred Hall, so what do you think we sold the most of? Light stuff, like 40 and below, because that last. So whatever the bite is the year before, that's what we end up selling at Fred Hall. That's just the way it works, right?
And if Fred Hall Long Beach, all the people that took advantage of that that great deal that Seaguar had, how are they looking now, huh?
Oh yeah,
how are all the people that stocked up at Fred Hall, boy.
I will say, you know, you guys were talking about availability and inventory, and Seaguar's in a really good position. You know, we're shipping good, but I will say the amount of orders, and I talked to some of the other reps across the country. The amount of orders that we saw in July, like this month, and it's not just the number of orders. We're talking about customers ordering, you know, for the shops, like the Fisherman's Landing, you know, would be an example. The size of the orders.
Oh, my God.
Like the size. It was like, it wasn't just the number of orders, the size. Like people are realizing, like, if you can ship, I will take it as much as I can.
And Seaguar has been good about
that,
right?
They're the very best.
Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
It has nothing to do with Dale sitting right next to us. It's the truth. Yeah. They are the very best.
And you still have it on the pegs.
Every size and every shape and every everything.
And so, and,
what about Nomad? Are they able to keep up? Because
Nomad's been a little different for two reasons. Number one is I think they were fairly new to the distribution process in the United States. So it's pretty hard to forecast what you're going to do when you've never done business before. So the first year was pretty tough, and I think they like literally were on top of it. Like going into Fred Hall, we were really good. I mean, I would say that if you talk to all our customers, they got pretty much their Fred Hall show orders. We had new product like the Mad Maxes and the new DTX 220s.
Mad Scat is really popular still.
Right. And so like inventory was really good, and then what happened after Long Beach, and then, you know, their products made in China. So then, like, everything completely shut down, and then now fishing picked back up and everything's opened up, and now they're it's crazy. I mean,
the other thing is we had and still have and are still able to get what was the most popular lure we had for Nomad, the DTX 200, 220s. You know, that's what we sold. And they're still good on that. The problem was this year, all of a sudden, everybody wants 165s and 140s, and you know, everybody wants that smaller one because it's been so successful on Bluefin, but, you know, they didn't make huge supplies of those because we all wanted to buy in Southern California,
big ones,
200, 220s, give us the big
Wahoo
stuff.
Lure.
And then all of a sudden, oh, hey, man, we want just as many, but we wanted a size you never had to make in any kind of bulk before.
So it's been a challenge on that side, but, you know, that's the same as, like, all the other companies that we represent, you know. That's like I tell people, Z-Man, who, you know, owns that freshwater Ned Rig chatterbait business. You know,
owns it.
Like and freshwater fishing actually increased with this shutdown. People went out and fished lakes and rivers and streams and all that other stuff. It's like they're good 3 to 4 weeks getting orders out of the warehouse. It's not because they don't have the product. It's because the amount of orders that are hitting their warehouse that they don't have the staff to ship that fast.
Wow.
Right? And like I said, the size of the orders that people are getting. So, like, you're right. If you want something and you see it, you should just get it and don't plan on it being there next week or next month.
There you go.
And fishing's great. You know, that's,
that doesn't hurt things.
Yeah. I mean, when we're talking about yellowfin in like May and then
Dave's report with Dorado and yellowtail and like bluefin and yellowfin. And I guess there's a big body of big yellow of good yellowfin down below too. Well, on its way up.
And how about Mike?
And it's only July.
How about Mike, our last caller, talk about his 3 day on the searcher where the entire day they spent all day long just connecting the dots. From foamer to foamer to foamer to foamer to foamer to foamer. You know,
and that's with the Saturday boat traffic.
That's
too.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is we are really in for some good.
Yeah, and then, you know, the freshwater.
It's not August yet.
Yeah.
Right. It's still July.
And the freshwater side's been great. I mean, it's, you know, that we had water this year in the West. It wasn't like it was a horrible water season. So you'd think of all the different opportunities for people to go fishing. And then on top of that, you know, looking out over all these boats right here and how many people are, you know, getting out. So it's
sure.
It's exciting. And I think, once again, the best fishing we've seen in the last few years has been that later fish. It used to be like, oh, after, you know, August, right? It would be like, put your rods up. Like, no, get ready.
Get ready.
And when I started hearing
your 5-day on the Rooster should be a
big one. It's always a great trip. I mean, it's always a mixed variety, and it's a great time to be out. But, like, when I started hearing about those big yellowfin in, like, May, and I'm like, I'm trying to go back to even when we had those super El Ninos. I don't remember yellowfin being caught in May.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what this fall is going to bring. I'm literally, like, when you're catching that size yellowfin, yeah, exactly.
Smiling.
Yeah, no, I'm just telling you, like, I do not know what's going to happen. But when we started seeing Dorado in counts, and I thought I saw triggerfish in counts.
Triggerfish at Clemente.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, and then I know there was a couple blue marlin caught, right? And
how
I'm,
about some local wahoo in the 220s?
Like, a lot of local wahoo. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my gosh. Could you imagine if we had the 200s and 220s a few years ago when the wahoo were here? We would have the number of wahoo that would have been caught in Southern California would have equaled some of the bites that we see down south.
Yeah.
It would have been crazy.
Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, let's jump right back into them. Phones are packed up. This time we're going to talk to James. James Oceanside this morning. What's up, James? Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, guys. Great show.
James?
Quick comment for your guests. I really like the fish on the sport boats a lot, and I really like using that pink label. Helps keep me, when I'm in a tangle, or keeps me from getting tangled, rather. Helps me pick out my line in relation to the other guys.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's me. I'll be out.
Yeah, no, I tell you, I fish, sometimes I fish different color braid. I fish like the kind of light powder blue thread lock because it's, you know, it's still, I think, stealth, and I can see it different with all the white spectra that's in the water. So, unfortunately, if you're that guy that gets entangles a lot and then you have the color that everybody's like, oh, Dale, you're in another tangle over
here.
That's so, yeah. So I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
But you've got yellow spectra up the side.
Exactly. And everybody knows who that guy is.
Yeah.
So
I've been that guy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, it happens from time to time.
I've seen that guy.
Sometimes that sardine swims under the boat and you never see it.
Yeah. Just happens, for sure. But, no, pink is that's a great line.
You know,
Dale and I are believers in that it gets bit sometimes.
Yeah,
and the clear doesn't.
How many times?
I can't explain why.
How many times did you go fishing personally with Bongo Joe and seen pink line be a difference between catching a yellowtail or sea bass?
Oh, yellowtail for sure.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. I looked at our pink sales this year. And I'm pretty impressed. Like, I think pink this year was probably, other than the first year when you introduce something and everybody rushes out to get it. Pink's a viable product. It's viable in everybody's box. Like, I tell everybody, whether you're a Premier fan or a Blue Label fan or a Gold Label fan, you better have a few spools of pink label in there, because there's going to come one of those days that you wish that you had the pink.
Yeah.
Because you'll see somebody sitting next to you at the rail that's catching them on pink, and you didn't have pink, and you're like.
And I got to tell this story. I was on a long range trip on the Royal Star down at the islands back in the days, and I was with Mike Hine, and we're just not getting bit. And Mike Hine is just getting bit. And it's like, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Mike Hine's getting bit and everybody else. So I look at Mike Hine, I'm like, what are you doing? He's fishing pink. He's fishing 100-pound pink. I go, give me some of that. I put it on. I got bit. I can't explain it.
You call it what you want to call it.
It's like, whatever. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it
makes a difference.
I tell everybody, that's my game changer. Like, when you cannot buy a bite and you need to change it up, I'll just go to pink.
Change it up.
Actually, I completely go opposite. Instead of dropping down line size and going to pink, I go up a line size and go to pink. I go, I'm not going to get bit. I'm going to get bit on heavier. Yeah. Not get bit on heavier line.
And even though it's single structure pink.
Yeah.
It's still strong.
It's still.
As strong as Blue Label, but it's still.
I think
still
the tough part is when you compare it to our premium products, which is be Blue Label, Gold Label, Premier. It's not in that class,
right.
But when you compare it to everybody else's fluorocarbon in the industry, it's above that class.
Yeah.
So
double structure, which is Blue Label, Gold, Premier
right.
Versus single structure, which would be pink, is it more abrasion resistant to have double structure?
You can create more things, so you get better knot strength comes to mind first, because you're able to develop resins on the outside that give you better knot strength.
Yeah.
And then you can concentrate on what you want the rest of the product to be, high tensile strength. You want it to be a little softer. You want it to be harder. Mm-hmm. It's just like making something. The more options you have, especially with these scientists and these people that have basically invented the product, they're able to formulate that product to give you what you're looking for. So none of our products are the same. You don't want them to be the same. Like you said, where you'd fish gold and pink and blue, and Premier is all different, you know.
Yeah.
You can grab 30 pound in all three of them, or all four of them, and fish them in different situations.
Sure.
So, but I would always tell people, I would always have, whether you're a fan of blue, gold, or, you know, Premier, you should have a few spools of pink in the, in the arsenal.
The game changer.
Yep.
There you go.
Hey, we have a special guest here. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, by the way. We have Doug Kern.
Yeah.
Just walked in. He's just kind of hanging out.
That's the beauty.
What do you think? What do you think of pink?
Pink is one of those things that the upper echelon Marlin tournament guys kind brought into our focus of, like, a decade and a half ago. Because we would see these guys coming in getting ready for the tournament since, like, you know, their special ordering pink line is like, I mean, even back to the Andy Pink days in the 80s, you know, and so there definitely is something to the whole pink thing.
And keep in mind, those guys buy their tackle with a virtually unlimited budget. You know, these were like the bad companies and the, you know, all the major teams where the money is not a factor. They could choose anything, and that's what they were buying.
And they'll prepare a month before the Bisbee or before the Catalina tournaments when they were up here, and they just go through, you know, over 100 striped marlin up here, or however many bites they get down south, and they're going to use what gives them the edge, and that pink definitely is a game changer. I know the XL, they kind of were one of the early long-range boats to use pink, and so, I mean, you can't deny, and I was glad when Seaguar finally came out with it, because they had, you know, the original blue label, first fluorocarbon that I ever saw in the industry. And that's still like an A-plus product that we sell on a daily basis. But then to have all these other, you know, modifications and choices and, you know, a softer line, a thinner line, a pink line. So they basically have everything covered that all the other manufacturers together collectively might have covered. But you can get it all under, you know, one umbrella there. So
the spools all fit the right size.
Yes.
They all fit the tackle box just right. Like, everything about it is right.
And well, it's so crazy right now. I actually just texted Dale's brother, who's our rep for Seaguar, a huge order again this morning after giving him one 5 days ago. But we had such a crazy weekend. And, I mean, Seaguar is our, you know, pretty much our premier line, no pun intended, for fluorocarbon.
Yeah, no, it's – in fact, Jason just texted me, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, I just got a phone order from Doug. And I'm like, I didn't text him. I wanted to text him back, like, he's sitting right here.
That's funny.
So I don't know if you heard, though. I'm taking Jason out on a five-day.
He is so excited.
I know.
He's really excited to go. And I can't wish you guys enough good luck. I hope you guys have a great trip.
Oh, yeah, and I just told him. He's like, well, you know, business is really busy right now. And I go, just tell all your customers you're fishing with your boss on the Red Rooster for a few days. I think they'll understand. Yeah. It's not a big deal, dude.
So, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Not only are we okay with it, we're just stoked that he gets to go. And, I mean, you got to clear your mind. To be able to go do what we do in our industry and be able to talk the talk and walk the walk and just feel part of that camaraderie with the dealers and the customers, you know, it's huge. So for him to get to go on this 5 days is really special.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, there was a couple of cancellations, and I said, dude, why don't you go?
Yes.
We're really talking. The boat leaves on Tuesday, so we're here till noon, right? And I go, we're gone 3 days. The weekend doesn't count. We had nothing to get done on the weekend anyway. So you're talking. I go, you'll see Doug when you come down and you come back.
I guarantee you, he'll be writing an order.
Waiting
for the
you
boat
guys
to leave.
Yeah, exactly. And probably snooping it in the day you guys get back.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll tell him I'll load all his stuff on the boat. So.
Let's jump in the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about next that we talk to Tim? Tim's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hey, Tim, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, anyways, I feel I'm definitely behind in the curve. My head is hanging low because I still have yet to land a bluefin in the triple digits. Now, in my arsenal, I have this beautiful, accurate Valiant 800 that I still have to spool up. Since I want to do this right, how do you suggest that I load it for targeting the bigger bluefin?
Well, I've got that same reel, so that's kind of one of my light rail rods. I love the reel. In fact, it's going on the trip. Like, there's no way I'm not taking, you know, a couple of 800 Valiants on the trip. I've got it. I think I got one loaded with like 80 pound threadlock, which will hold a ton of line, and the other one like 100 pound. And I'm confident with both the braids that, you know, on a triple digit bluefin, not a problem. And I'll be setting it up, tying it just like I would on a long trip.
So what are you going to put for a top shot on it?
I'll probably put like 100 pound.
Are you going to put Seaguar on it?
Yeah, 100 pound, probably 100 pound Premier, and then my other
100 pound Premier.
Yeah, if I'm live bait fishing, but if it's a flat fall type deal, I'm definitely going hunt like 200.
And you're tying the John Collins knot.
Yeah, I tried the John Collins knot.
Yeah.
I got all the confidence in the world of it. I mean,
what knot are you tying to the hook with that?
I use, okay, it depends. I use the San Diego Jam knot. I still use that knot for lots of things.
Right.
But I also do the improved Miller knot when I'm stealth fishing live bait. It's a tiny knot. Taka Tanaka taught me that knot. It's tiny. It's not the easiest knot to tie for most people, but when tied correctly, it's a tiny knot. It's probably a third the size of the San Diego Jam knot.
Yeah.
And it's strong. But if you, it's like any knot. If you don't tie it right, you can cross the two lines that you go through the eye and then end up it being a not a good knot. So for day in, day out, I still use the San Diego Jam knot.
All right.
But in heavy line, it's nice to have a, that's the, like, I'm the same way. I tie a San Diego knot for virtually everything, but it's nice to have a good small size, big diameter knot in your back pocket.
Like a trilene knot.
That's what I tie. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yep. Same deal.
Yeah. A little more complicated, the Springer knot.
Yeah, John Collins size. All of those, like, just to add that to your bag of tricks for when you do have to tie a piece of 100-pound or maybe even 130-pound, it's good to have one of those in your back pocket. Still, day in and day out, I tie a San Diego knot for 99% of everything, but that 1% when you are fly lining a live bait on 80-pound, it is nice to be able to have a knot in your repertoire that's still nice and small.
What do you tie, Doug Kern?
San Diego knot, tried and true for decades.
And it doesn't matter if it's mono or fluorocarbon.
No. With Spectra, I'll do a few extra wraps. Otherwise, you know, the heavier the line, probably get away with a few less wraps. The lighter the line will go a couple extra wraps. But if a properly tied San Diego knot will serve you well on, like, almost every situation. Yeah. So there's no reason to deviate from that.
Here's an interesting thing that I learned from Captain Brandon Hayward. And that is when you're talking about tying to Spectra, like if you're tying straight to Spectra, which doesn't come very often, the improved clinch knot, which I grew up tying, you know, when I was a kid, and it's not, I have no confidence in that knot tying it to mono or fluorocarbon straight, but it works when you're tying it to Spectra. It actually does. So. And it's easy.
My fingers just won't allow me to do that.
I know, but Brandon Hayward taught me that.
There's
right?
a short in there somewhere. If I tried to start spinning up, it's like, nah, you're not doing that.
Yeah, I know.
Fam.
I know.
Well, you know, it's funny. They say if you do knot test with fluorocarbon, the clinch knot is stronger in fluorocarbon than the improved clinch.
Oh, really?
Where in mono, it was always the improved clinch was stronger than the clinch knot.
Interesting.
And I think it has to do with it cutting into itself, and then you know that and there's a give with mono. Like when you're cinching down monofilament, there's always that give, and even when it gets wet, it gives a little bit more. Mm-hmm. There's no give in fluorocarbon, so that I think that but I don't recommend it. Just go straight to the San Diego Jam knot.
It's an easy knot, and you can tell whether you tie it wrong.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
the cool thing about the San Diego Jam knot.
Yeah,
for sure. Let's try and sneak in one more, Rick. Thanks a lot for the call.
You got it, buddy. How about Chuck from Long Beach? Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Everyone's having a good day.
You got it, buddy.
Real quick question, and then a comment as well. On knots, as far as connecting like 402 mono, what's your preferred connection? And then my thought was, if we can get all the landings with AB 3030 coming up and doing jackpots on the boats, maybe take that money and either send all of it or half of it off to CCA, and then the landings offer maybe your free trip as a jackpot winner. And when they sign up for jackpot, maybe make it a petition to where we can send that off to our representatives to show just how many people are not in support of this bill.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Good idea.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, real quick on the answer to that.
Yeah, Seaguar knot, fluorocarbon to mono. Simple enough.
Quick, fast, easy, and strong.
It's one of those knots that people look at it and they're
Seaguar knot's so easy.
It's super easy. It's not the prettiest knot in the world, but it's like 100% foolproof if tied properly.
And so that's mono to fluoro.
Mono to fluoro.
Mono fluoro.
Right, yeah. Mono fluoro. Braid to fluoro. Just go to the RP/ John Collins knot.
All right.
I dig it. Right on. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky angler's got himself a hand-picked bag full of Seaguar fluorocarbon. Thanks to Dale. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. The guy who is so stoked, and you better have an extra bag for all this fluorocarbon that you now have in your arsenal, is going to Refugio in Garcia. Refugio, congratulations. You're going to have a ton, and try to save a little bit for our sixth day in October.
There you go.
I might need
all
to borrow
right.
some because you got a bunch now.
Yeah, there you go. And Dale, thanks a lot for what you do, and thanks for the great sponsorship that Seaguard provides for us. That's they're a great company to deal with, and they're just the guys that are supplying the tackle stores right now with fluorocarbon.
I appreciate the support you guys give us. And by the way, I think the view from this is the first time I've done it here
at the world headquarters.
Yeah,
first time in the world.
Yeah, my vote is like, we should always do it looking out over
San
Diego.
Yeah, this is a good broadcast.
Yeah, no, this is the scenery is the best.
Yeah,
that there
it's
is.
And it's right next to a really nice tackle store called Fisherman's Landing Tackle, right, Doug?
Yes, it is.
Our neighbor.
Well, of course, availability at all the tackle stores, whether it be Turner's Outdoorsman and Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, Seaguard's everywhere.
Seaguard's everywhere, but like it was said earlier, if you see it, you better buy it.
Buy it now.
Because it's going to go faster.
It's going to go
faster.
Yeah.
The fishing hasn't even gotten really good yet.
I know. Yeah, you just wait. Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, thanks to Adam in the studio. And, of course, Adam, our app guy, the great show yesterday. It's already up on the app, and today's show will be up on the app very, very soon. Thanks to both Adams. Sure appreciate everything you do. And thanks to you out there. We'll be back next Saturday. Don't forget, live from North County Ford and Vista with Ken Corin next Saturday. Be sure to come down and hang out with us. And then next Sunday, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.